With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Simply go to tntradio.live. TNT. You're with Jeremy Nell on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Jim Warfare at tntradio.live. That's my email address. As always, thank you to those people who send me emails. And a very special thank you to those who tell me where in the world they are. I thoroughly enjoy that part. No, I am not gathering data. I'm not harvesting your data. I understand that many of us are conspiratorially minded, but I have no deep, dark agenda to take your information and do something with it. I don't even know how to work an Excel spreadsheet. I have to get my wife to help me. So I have no idea what to do with your data. I just like knowing where listeners are. I think it's a great thing. Okay, jump into the live chat. It's on TNT's website. Are you ready, Alex? My name is Jerm. This is Jerm Warfare, the Battle of Ideas.
The latest headlines waiting for you.
I follow the news pretty much throughout the day.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Steve Falconer, are you skilled with Excel?
Nope, I used to be back when I was a professional. So, but I could probably figure it out again if somebody had a gun to my head or I was bored.
So what you're saying, like me, you don't excel at Excel.
Yes, exactly. No, I can use spreadsheets, but I prefer not to. That's left brain corporate stuff. And I leave that to the corporate monkeys that I used to be. And now I do this kind of stuff. It's more fun. Having a deja vu here, Jerm. I'm pretty sure we just did this about a week ago and it didn't take.
No, but also we didn't even have the conversation that we were hoping to have. So we're going to do that today.
I'll believe it when we get there, man. But I think as we talked about first off the bat, you got involved in a little bit of a micro drama, I heard, or you told me, with the no Jerm versus Jerm people and all that. And maybe we should start with, I'd like to hear that story. I've been written by a lot of people who thought they were going to hear our last broadcast and saying they wanted to hear that story and what you had to say about it and us. And then maybe we can get to Dr. David Martin and then move on to Agenda 21. So tell me again what happened, brother.
Well, basically, it's not major. It was very small. But Denis Rancou, who I think is doing some fantastic work with his team, and they analyze all-cause mortality data. And essentially, he got a couple emails saying that they couldn't watch any further after he didn't state clearly that viruses don't exist. And then I responded, because he posted that screenshot to Twitter, and then I responded by saying, look, some of these no virus people are way too militant, and in fact aggressively so, and they make it very uncomfortable for those of us who are trying to navigate this fog of information war. And I said that many of them are like, they're part of a cult. They just shut down conversation. Well, that is what triggered just a whole pile of people.
Yeah, did they line you up against the wall and shoot you and throw you in a pit? Or I think the word cult could have maybe been heavy-handed, and I think the reason is because the no Jerm side thinks that we've all, ourselves included, been involved in cult think. So I think that was the trigger word. Maybe you could have, you know, in hindsight, maybe you could have found a different word, but you're right. And I don't think it's actually the Jerm, the no Jerm leaders, let's call them, or us, because I'm one of them. I think it's a lot of the followers of our movement who are getting militant. And I think that has really to do with the age we're in. You know, we're in the astrological age of Aquarius. We're in the Kali Yuga. The Hopis call it the Blue Star Prophecy. What happens is everyone gets extremely polarized. If you've noticed, debate is gone. You know, I was on debate in high school. There's no more debate. There's just argument at each other's throats. And that's part of the natural energy of this transition, you know, from the Piscean age to Aquarius, is an extreme polarization. So, you know, as Jesus, who maybe didn't exist, but allegorically said, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." So people are being affected by energies and behaving in very extreme ways, let's call it. Look at the political spectrum. There's extreme left and extreme right now, and everywhere you go. Now, yeah, there are forces trying to enhance that because the powers that be follow astrology and they know these are the energies. So what they always do is give it a little push. You know, they say, oh, well, we know this is coming. So let's put it, you know, let's exacerbate it a little bit and agitate it. But I think that's kind of what happened. Now, I saw that interview with you, and I call him Dennis, but it's Dani in French, I believe. Yeah, Dennis Rancourt. Yeah.
Amazing. You've got to be interview. Fancy, Steve. You sound fancy if you make the S silent.
I'm just a dumb American. So, but anyway, amazing interview. He proved hands down at least 13 million dead from these injections. And all of his data is backed up. It's flawless. It's scientifically researched professionally, which is a rarity these days. Yeah, he did say that stuff. And when I was watching, that's a logical fallacy. It's like ad hominem. Let's attack Denis. Let's not listen to his information. Let's attack him and let's do guilt by association. Oh, well, he's with these shills and the viruses are real camp. So therefore, everything he said is discredited. Well, no. He doesn't know. He clearly doesn't sit and research whether viruses exist or virology. He even admitted it right in your interview. He said, this is my opinion because I don't research this. It's not my area of expertise. So the guy gave like a double disclaimer. So to go and attack him is just ridiculous. And it is militant and it is cult-like. Now, the thing is, the no germ side is not a cult because we are the minority. So 99.99999% of the world, but growing quicker the other way, still believes viruses exist and bacteria cause harm and all that. So we are the minority. So we are, in an essence, we could be viewed as cult-like, and the mainstream is trying very hard to make us appear that way. So I agree with you. We're not doing ourselves any favor. Nor are the people just waking up to the germ theory fraud doing us any favors by acting like a cult. You know, you have to have open discourse with these people. Don't you agree?
100%. And I think that there's a wonderful segue into surviving Agenda 2030, for example, because I think that discourse is going to become more and more and more polarized. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and it's a natural thing. So one of the things you can do to chill out is realize that these are the energies at play. Even before we go there, I have a better segue because a good example of what we're talking about is Dr. David Martin. Everyone's seen him, the bald guy in the bow tie. Now, he has done some really important work. However, he's still on this is a chimeric virus made in a gain-of-function lab. You know, he's saying that. But so he's a very good example. They were all just sitting in front of, I think, the European Parliament, I think, or UN Parliament, and saying, you know, presenting their evidence and saying, this proves they manufactured a chimeric lab and a virus in a lab and released the China virus, as your previous talk show host was talking about. Well, no, it doesn't. So I think what we should do now. Yes, Dr. David Martin, if you look at the symbolism on all of his companies and documents and all that, it's riddled with Jesuit symbolism. So right there, you have to say, okay, hold on. But that doesn't throw him out. So let's talk about what he did and what that means and doesn't mean. Because I would have a discussion with Dr. David Martin. No problem. We're on opposite sides. I'm on the no germ. He's on the chimeric lab leaked virus. So I get it. Essentially, on this issue, we agree. And that's what you're talking about, right? If I were just to throw the baby out with the bathwater and just call the guy a shill flat out, well, where does that get us? You know, I've just lost an ally. Is that what you were saying?
That's the wrong attitude to take. And I said this to you last week, but I love what Bruce Lee said, that we must take what is valuable, discard what is not, and then create what is uniquely our own.
Yeah, that's genius. So let's talk about what he did find. So all Dr. David Martin is saying, no matter which side you're on, he said the International Committee of Taxonomy on Viruses reported that the sequence of the alleged SARS-CoV-2 was novel, the genomic sequence of antigen of ACGT, the sequence of the virus. He said it was new, meaning it didn't exist before late 2019, never had been seen before. Okay. But then what he did is he started going back looking at patent records and found over 120 patents nearly identical to SARS-CoV-2's genome since 1999, all the way up to January 28th, 2020. And what was supposed to be novel about it was this alleged spike protein, which doesn't exist. It's just a protein. It's not as they say it is. And then he started showing us that, like in January 5th of 2008, the pharmaceutical company Sanofi patented the exact same ACE2 receptor, allegedly novel, meaning brand new, never before seen to SARS-CoV-2, in January 5th of 2008. And that was U.S. patent 9193780. Then in 2016, 17, and 19, we had Ablink, Sanofi, Crucell, Rubius Therapeutics, and Children's Medical patented the exact same thing. So the thing is, what people don't understand, so this is the part of his work that I call the smoking gun. Not that they made this virus, but that they knew they were going to release a virus using this artificial genome in the future. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, in nature, you cannot patent nature. The reason you patent something is you have an idea and you want to make money off this idea in case it ever gets invented. It doesn't mean the invention exists. You know, you can patent a flying carpet, as Dr. Mark Bailey said. It doesn't mean there is a flying carpet. It just means if they ever make one using what your idea for it, then you should get paid for it. Well, that's what they do with genomics. They have never found this particle that they find in petri dishes or test tubes after they poison tissue and watch it break down in nature. It's never been found in nature. But you can't patent nature anyway, which is why they have to make them in test tubes and mix all the genomes of broken down different material up, because then you can. So let's take an example. Let's say it were possible to mutate a strawberry and a banana together. So we'll call it a straw nana or a banana berry, whatever you want to call it, right? Now, people who smoke weed will laugh at this because there's actually a strain of indica weed called straw nana or banana berry. Like, there's a weed strain named after it. But in nature, there's not a real fruit in nature that's a strawberry and a banana growing together. So what you do is you make a patent and you say, my idea is to somehow breed a strawberry and a banana together, and we make a grow a straw nana, a new thing that nature doesn't grow. And I own the patent for it. And then what I do is I make a cake recipe. I just patent a cake recipe that's never been baked before. And one of the ingredients is straw nana or banana berry, right? Now, just because you made the recipe doesn't mean such a thing as a straw nana exists or a banana berry. You just have a patent saying if in the future anyone makes this cake and claims they used a straw nana or banana berry, I'm getting paid for it because it's my invention. That's what these patents do. So it doesn't prove that something. So they did this with SARS-CoV-2, a novel virus that comes out in late 2019 and then the genome sequence in early 2020. Well, that doesn't mean they made a straw nana or a SARS-CoV-2. They said they did, but then you say, well, now I need to see the test that shows me you did actually put a straw nana or a banana berry in this cake. And they go, well, we don't have a test, but we have a PCR test looking for regular sequences in every strain of strawberry known to man and every strain of banana known to man. And our test is looking for little meaningless sequences you could find in any strawberry or any banana, but we've arranged them into our straw nana computer genome. And we claim that, yeah, that's proof that our cake has a straw nana. That means we own the patent. That means the PCR test, we get the money off the sales of that because we own the sequence the PCR test is looking for. And we get the money off the vaccines because we own the patent of the vaccine genome. But they made it in a computer. Just because you claim you made a fake genome for a straw nana doesn't mean it exists. So Dr. David Martin's work is legitimate because he proved Novel means brand new. Well, you cannot have a novel genomic sequence in 2019 or 2020 if 120 patents were filed since 2008 on the same exact sequence or off by a micro slice. Just like you can't claim there's straw nana in that cake or banana berry because it has normal fragments of strawberries and bananas in it. So now the problem is Dr. David Martin's sitting there in front of the European Commission or the EU Commission saying, and what I found is proof that they made straw nana. You're like, no, it's not. It's proof that they patented the idea for it and that they claim they made it. But the test they used to prove their claim is bogus. So I could agree that Dr. David Martin and myself are on the same team. We're both saying SARS-CoV-2 is BS. The difference is he's saying it's a real thing they made, and I'm saying it's just a patented recipe, right?
Yeah. All right, Steve, before we continue, let me just quickly go to a break, if you don't mind. My name is Jim. I'm chatting to Steve Falconer. This is TNT Radio.
Mark Morano on TNT Radio.
France flight bans. This story has blown up now internationally. Spain, Austria, Germany, other countries now looking at this. Greenpeace is calling for an EU-wide 6-hour ban on flights 6 hours or shorter. This is truly what climate lockdowns look like. This is truly what the Great Reset looks like. It's happening, it's here, and we have to deal with it. So I was on Fox News, I was on Newsmax, I was on One America, I was on The First TV on their climate communism special, which I even told the host, Jesse Kelly. And a few years ago, I would have been uncomfortable calling it climate communism because you'd look like a red baiter and you were just being alarmist. But actually, since March of 2020, you know, and seeing just the naked agenda of what they're proposing, climate communism is not an incorrect term. It is actually a very apt term, and it is incredible how language has shifted. I mean, that was an extreme comment or extreme label a few years ago.
The Mark Morano Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
The totalitarian liberals of the West have unilaterally and arrogantly abolished national sovereignty and openly seek to overthrow all who would oppose their bid for global hegemony. Antiwar.com is devoted to the cause of non-interventionism and represents the truly pro-America side of the foreign policy debate. We are already fighting the next information war. We are dedicated to the proposition that war hawks and our leaders are not going to be allowed to get away with it unchallenged. Antiwar.com is dedicated to building an awareness of the globalist and interventionist forces that would enslave us all in a new world order on which the sun never sets. But we can't do it without you. Visit antiwar.com to find out more. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
Don't think you're the one losing your mind.
And I don't know how many commercials you'll see. 3 out of 5 have mixed race couples in them. That's not by accident. They're selling soap, man.
We can't believe it, but we cover it.
This is today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
I love that ad every time I hear it.
I do, Aussie. Man. So let's move on to solutions for Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, right?
But that's before what we you missed do that, last time.
Yeah.
But before you I, do now, that, you've got, yes, to, yeah, go you've got to create a smooth segue from Dr. David Martin to surviving 2030.
Well, it's not my show. It's yours. So you should do that. But yeah, let's make a segue. So what is the point of releasing a fake virus on everyone and locking everyone down in their homes and shutting their business and bringing in digital IDs and all of a sudden there's 5G towers everywhere, cashless society, for your protection so the pandemic doesn't spread? What's the point? So what I'm going to do for you, I used to have a newspaper called Truth Serum News, and I wrote an article back in 2013, and I read through UN, United Nations Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and I read through about 70 documents of the people involved in this that weren't in these actual articles themselves, but were things written by the people who wrote this. Now, I'm just going to read the list. Don't stop me on any of them right now. And you tell me, this is 2013. You tell me what's happening right now. goals for the New World Order Agenda 21, 2030 mission goals: one world government, one world cashless society, one world central bank, one world military, the end of all national sovereignty, the end of all privately owned property, the end of the family unit, depopulation, control of population growth and population density in certain areas, mandatory multiple vaccines, universal basic income, austerity, microchip society for purchasing, travel, tracking, and controlling, implementing a world social credit system like China, trillions of appliances hooked into the 5G monitoring system, the Internet of Things, government-raised children, government-owned and controlled schools, colleges, universities, the end of private transportation, owning cars, going electric, then no cars, all businesses owned by government corporations, the restriction of non-essential air travel, human beings concentrated into human settlement zones, now called 15-minute cities, the end of irrigation, the end of privately owned farmed and grazing livestock, the end of single-family homes, restricted land use and the service human needs, the ban of natural non-synthetic drugs and naturopathic medicine, the end of fossil fuels, right? The Green Revolution, Judo-Christian Islamic religions, ski resorts, golf courses, scuba diving, modern hunting, disturbance of soil surfaces, meaning no private gardening, no growing your own food, fencing of land or pastures, harvesting timber, paved and tarred roads, all the roads have gone to shit, groups, clubs, and inappropriate social structures, and consumerism. Now, I wrote that in 2013. Is there anything on that list that is not happening right now?
I think you covered all of it.
So either I'm a prophet like Muhammad and Jesus, or I just read the damn documents and said, this is where they're going, and here we are. And people used to say, oh, you wear a tinfoil hat and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, okay, but everything I just said, it's happening right now, word for word, right? So one of the things you need to know, you don't need to sit and follow the day play-by, you know, you don't need the play-by-play of the day. Did you hear that they did this? Yeah, I don't care what they did today. I don't care that in Canada right now, 700 wildfires all across an entire country the size of a third of the world lit on fire at the exact same time, right in the path of what looks like a railway track across the country, because I know that's the agenda. So all you need to do is spend your time saying, I know the end goal. It's what I just told you. This is what they want. Now, what am I going to do to protect myself from this and thrive from this? Right? You don't, because Buckminster Fuller said, you don't defeat a system by fighting the current system. What you do is you put all your energy, time, and attention into making a new system that makes the old one obsolete because it's better and people will gravitate to it by choice. So I describe it like this. If you're building a new house on your property, but there's an old decrepit shed in the back of the property that needs to be knocked down, and we're men, so we know we can only do one thing at a time, especially us. You can either build a new house or you can put those tools down and go knock down the shed, but you cannot do both right now. So what the government wants is you fighting them. They want you wasting time knocking down the old shed so you're not building the new paradigm that makes them obsolete. They do not want you building a competitor to Agenda 21 and 2030 that will make it obsolete. They want you fighting Agenda 21 and 2030, so you're spending no time giving anyone a viable option for something different. And once you get this through your head, yes, pedophilia, we're finding out, is going on. There's child trafficking. There's some really nasty stuff going on, and it's probably 10 times worse than we even know about, and what we know is pretty bad. Now, are you in a government agency in a position to do something about that? If not, put your energy into doing that. If you want to hunt pedophiles and get your guns and go hunt them down, then get your guns and go hunt them down. Don't stop telling everyone on Facebook every day you're going to do it. Do it. Or join a government agency and make sure that you change it so that they do go hunt them down and hold them accountable. If you're not going to do that, spread the word. Pedophilia is going on. If there's anyone in a position to do something about it, do it. And then you go do what you want to do. What you're going to do to change the world and your world and all the world around it. The whole point of this news every day is to cripple you with fear. And people in fear do not take action, right? Because fear is an action. If I'm sitting here, I got my coffee today, and now I'm going to spend 5 hours reading all the horrible crap going on in the world, that's an action, and that's not changing anything. That's just you learning more and more and more about how bad the world is. Well, you're not doing anything. So you know it now. You know there's pedophilia going on. You know that they're doing what I just said they're doing. What are you going to do about it? And, you know, in Islam, they call it Allah. You know, you look at the Vitruvius man with his arms and legs spread out. Allah, arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Arm, leg, arm, head. Allah, you are a spark of God, and God gave you arms, hands, and legs so that you can do stuff. And they got the New Agers going, I am the great I am. I just am. No, you are the I do. If you were just the I am, if all you do is be, we could cut your head off, set it in a jar, and let you watch Netflix all night long and all day long, doing nothing but watching Netflix. You're supposed to go do stuff. That's why nature gave you arms, legs, and a mouth. Go do something. And that's where they've got us, is paralyzed in fear. You know, people waking up right now, they're in extreme fear. And fear is debilitating, because fearing is an action. It's what you're doing, is you're sitting around doing nothing positive because you're sitting around fearing, right? Sorry, I had a ramble. I had a rant there, but what's your comment on that?
No. So I've got two things to take away from what you just said there, which I think are very profound. The first is to do something. Don't just sit around and don't be a consumer of fear, number one. And number two, have a framework on which to base your decisions, so you know what the end goal is. Okay, so it doesn't matter, because what you hear today in the news, you're going to hear 6 months from now in the news. It's the same thing if the end goal is the same. So have your own framework and work within that.
Yeah, because for me, what I hear in the news today, I heard back in 2007, and I was writing about it in 2013, 10 years ago. See, so in 10 years from now, you'll be hearing the same thing, only it's going to be happening. So yeah, exactly. There's nothing new under the sun. And you can go back to 2000 years ago and they heard the same thing. This is not new. So yeah, exactly. Now you have to say, well, it's happening. Now you have to ask, there's a lot of people whose goal is to wake up 100% of the world. If we could just wake up the sheeple, the sleeple, you know, it's like, listen, man, you can't. There's always been the order following dogs, the police and the military. They've always been here for thousands of years. They'll always be here for thousands more. You're not going to wake them up. Some of them do. In France, we had protests where the police put their helmets and shields down. Great. But not all of them will. Not all of the people will. You're not interested in that. You want to wake up 1 out of 10 people if you can. But if you can't, you want to be doing things to make sure that you're secure, like getting out of the cities, growing your own food, doing electroculture and biochar, getting yourself gold and silver, getting off the CBD system, getting ready for black market trade, finding people, because you know, I've got all my crypto and privacy currency. Well, once they do their cyber polygon and shut the internet down and you can't get on it without your biometrics, but your biometrics won't open the internet for you because your social credit system is too low, you're not getting on. So you're going to need to find someone where you say, well, you get me on the internet with your retinal scan, I'll make you dinner, you know, and give you this and that. Otherwise, you're not going to have access to your privacy coins or Bitcoin blockchain or whatever. So you need to start taking action, saying, how do I feed myself? How do I shelter myself? How do I give myself energy without the government? The thing is, the reason the government is bringing in communism, you could call it, or they call it communitarianism. What the government gives, the government can take away. So they're going to put you on basic universal income, which sounds great. It's pretty good. They're test running it now. I saw an article in two cities in England, And it's like 1,600 pounds a month. And I've talked to a few people who said, that's more than I make now. I said, yeah, but see, digital currency is a coupon. So it's with cash, you can buy whatever the hell you want from whoever the hell you want for whatever reason you want. Well, when you cut out coupons from a newspaper for cat food, you cannot walk into a grocery store and try to buy milk with a cat food coupon. It doesn't work. It's for cat food. And that's digital currency. They'll say, well, Germ, he's hit his CO2 allowance because he had a barbecue for all his friends the other week and bought a bunch of steak. So you won't be able to buy meat this week. And I might be able to. And I might be able to get onto an airplane, or I can't because I use my carbon credit and they'll let you fly to New York, but not me. So it's totally controllable. They first want to get you on where they give you everything so that later they can bribe or con you or control you to take it away from you. And they want to get rid of the middle class, which is what's going on with Bud Light, Target, all these stories that are happening. They're doing it on purpose. They want to take down American corporations that are because they want to get rid of the middle class who all work for Bud Light, Target, Gillette, you know, every Burger King, all they want to get rid of them. They just want rich people and poor people. So they are making these corporations through CEOs push these agendas that they know that 90% of the people aren't with this tranny rainbow drag queens, you know, grooming little kids agenda. They're not into it and they know it. That's why they're making these corporations push it, so that we will crash the corporations and crash the middle class and create a two-class system. That's what they're doing. So you need to know the agenda and say, I know what you're doing. Now, what are you going to do to protect yourself?
Something I have found in the last few years is, ironically, our opening conversation about virology and germs actually is really important, because the last few years have just supposedly been a pandemic. And this has been a highly effective way to paralyze people with fear, and they could do it again. So I think conversations around germ theory are very, very important. And I'm guessing climate is the other massive fear campaign that is super effective.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you look at Rockefeller lockstep document from 2010, that was exactly what it was about. The Rockefeller Institute, on May 20th, 2010, a woman, Judith Rodin, the president, they made a drill, just like Event 201 was before COVID. I'm quoting right from it, to expand opportunity and strengthen resilience to social, economic, health, and environmental challenges. That was on page 17. They said lockstep. A world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation from the people and growing citizen pushback. In other words, how do we stop the people from pushing back and just put in an authoritarian regime? So the first one they did was Clever Together, which if you listen to COVID, we're all in it together, everyone together, Clever Together, you know, same thing.
Build back better.
Build back better, but we're all in it together, build back better. A world in which highly coordinated and successful strategies emerge for addressing both urgent and entrenched worldwide issues. So in the lockstep scenario in 2010, they said a 2012 bird flu from wild geese emerges, infects 20% of the world population, killing 8 million. I haven't checked the running COVID clock, but I bet it's around there. People locked down, air flights restricted, masks and temperature checks in stores, biometric IDs, mandatory quarantine. And then they go on to talk about how the governments grab total top-down control after the pandemic is over and bring in biometric IDs. And the other scenario they ran was a climate catastrophe. Now, so in 2010, they said, we've got two ways to bring in this system. Climate or virus pandemic. Now, a lot of people weren't buying the climate shit. You know, Greta Thunberg was getting trolled. You know, you've got a lot of guests on about climate, right? What did your climate guests say?
Well, no, I mean, at the end of the day, humans don't alter Earth's temperature. That's the That's the conclusion. And I think it's ridiculous to even think that we have that kind of power. But that's the narrative, that controlling Earth's temperature is a control knob. And we just have to, you know, make a few more electric cars and turn off our light bulbs, and then we can suddenly alter the entire world's temperature. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, when mining lithium and cobalt, we know there's not even enough cobalt mines known in the world to make an electric car for every person in England or Britain, let alone the world. And it's dirty mining. And it's got slaves working there. They say it's all machines, but I can't remember the guy's name. Joe Rogan had a journalist on who went to these mines, and there was like 10,000 kids and dudes sitting there digging out cobalt in these mines. And you're like, that's not machines. That's slaves. Now, they never see, the thing is, they wanted to wean, they don't want you having a car, period. Only the government issued cars. But they can't just go from, nope, you can't have a car because people will revolt. So the joke is, they say we're moving to electric cars first. It's called bait and switch in sales. We want to move to electric cars, and everyone's like, oh, that's not too bad. That's pretty green. That sounds pretty good. You know, but they didn't tell you there's not enough cobalt and lithium in the world to make electric car batteries. And Teslas are blowing up when they drive through salt water. Every time they have a hurricane in Florida and there's salt water on the streets, these cars are exploding. I saw a video with like a regular junkyard of cars, and then they had the Tesla junkyard, and the cars are all parked 35 feet away from each other in case they explode. So they don't light the whole junkyard on fire. So they don't want you to have electric cars. They want you to think you're going to have electric cars. You're going to have no cars. Klaus Schwab said you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. That includes your car, mate. So one solution you can do is get yourself a gas car and hide it in the yard.
Alex looked up the name. I don't know how to pronounce this, but he says the person's name that was on with Joe is Siddharth Kara. Is that? Am I saying it correctly? Siddharth Kara. I don't know could how be. You he pronounce
a,
that, but
he was a darker fella. Yeah, could I don't know. I don't remember the name, but yeah, he was. It could be. Yeah, it's probably the guy.
Yeah, Alex. So Alex is nodding, saying yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Let's thanks, what, Alex.
Let me just quickly go to a break. I'll be back with you in a moment. My name is Jerm, chatting to Steve Falconer. This is TNT Radio.
De-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
It's totally absurd to blame the Canadian wildfires on climate change. But any port in a storm with these people, as a matter of fact, what they do is cause storms of discontent, delusion, distortion, and deception, and then claim it's all climate change. What's going on in Quebec is quite interesting. Now, across Alberta and Western Canada earlier in the month of May, it was very warm and very dry and quite windy, and that's wildfire weather. But in looking at what's going on in Quebec, it's been a bit warmer than normal. It's been a little drier than normal. But overall, that kind of weather in that part of Canada is not really wildfire weather. And I'm trying to figure out how these wildfires got going. Now, I don't have any proof, obviously, that it may be something different. Maybe it was just a few campers. And I haven't seen a lot of thunderstorm activity in that part of Canada going off and igniting these things. But one thing we can say, given Canadian wildfires are on the decrease, given U.S. wildfires are 20% of what they were back in the 1920s, this is not a sign of climate change. As a matter of fact, their weaponization of weather in a phony climate war, which is the title of my book, by the way, is exactly what they are trying to pull, and they've been trying to pull. So don't buy it. This is TNT Climate and Weather Watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talk that matters. Germ Warfare and Jeremy Nell on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
I think, Steve, one of my big gripes, generally speaking, is not, it's not the negativity. I mean, I think that's the climate that we all know. You know, no matter where you are in the world, you're always going to get people who are cynical and who are negative and who will always see the bad. I get it. Where my gripe is with people not doing anything. And I love what you're saying. You know, we know what some of these end games are. So we don't have to constantly play their game. We can just do our own thing. We can just go down a parallel road.
Yes, you can make a system that make it's the same right now. I don't, you know, my son's got his godparents are both two gay guys. I have no problem with gay people. I don't care if you're a tranny, you can sit and you can read books in a library if you want. If I went into a library and there were drag queens reading story hour to kids with their balls hanging out, I would take a baseball bat to the parents' heads there, not the drag queen. I'd say, you can come to this and you're an adult. You can come watch a drag queen read this story. Why are you bringing your kids here, moron? It's not their fault. It's yours. And that's the thing. Everyone's like, it's the Jews. It's the Jesuits. It's the Rockefellers. It's this and that. It's you. It's me. We're the problem. I'm the problem. I'll admit it. I'm part of the problem. And I'm taking action to right that. Yes. That's the thing. You need to take action and do something. Sitting around on Facebook with the same five people who like your posts every day, sharing the latest information of the day, is not doing anything. Every second you spend being worried about what's the latest update and trying to educate your five Facebook friends is a second you're not doing something. They're not going to come on your land. Oh, well, what's the point? If I move out to the land, they're just going to come out with machine guns and remove us. No, they're not, unless you're on a mineral land. What they've been doing is, have you noticed in America, there's been a map available for 15 years showing where people can live and not. Well, they've been stopped. They've been getting rid of the off ramps from the highways and letting potholes and shit. They let the roads crumble and the infrastructure crumble. And people are like, with all our taxes, you can't fix the roads. You're like, they don't want to fix the roads. They're doing it to get you out of there, not so they can remove you by machine gun, but so you'll leave because it sucks to live there. Now, what you can do is you and 20 people can pitch in a minimal amount of money and buy a nice cheap ass piece of land out there and start doing electroculture farming, start doing biochar, start doing your own water, wind, solar energy. They'll leave you alone. They're not going to come out with machine guns and remove you because you're not a thorn in their side. They want everyone in the cities, but if you can take care of yourself, they will leave you alone. We saw this in both 1984 and Brave New World. Now, those are two conflicting ideologies. When you read 1984, Orwell's version was they just destroy all history, they lie to you constantly, and they just keep messing with you, and you have to, until you comply through force. In Huxley's version, Brave New World, they just bombard you with so much information you don't care anymore, and then they drug the hell out of you and soma, so you don't care. Well, both of those are going on, but in both scenarios, in Orwell, if you remember, they left the proletariats alone. Winston and them, they're in the system, and they're having shit vodka and one cigarette a day, and the big brother's watching them. The proles are downtown London drinking in bars and partying and having a great time. They throw a bomb in their neighborhood once in a while to make them think they're still at war with Eurasia or whatever they are. And the same with Brave New World. They tell them, well, you can go on vacation out to where the wild men live. So in Brave New World, the guy and his girl go out to see where we would live. Oh, my God, look at these primitives living how we, you know, living off the land. We don't want to be like them. We have all our modern amenities and, you know. So even in those books that warned us, they told you that, no, they're not going to come out and murder you if you go off grid. Now, you have to be careful where you live, because if you're living over an oil or mineral deposit, which is really what they want, they will come and get you off the land through wildfires, for instance, like Canada, like we just said, you know, 80 fires just lit up at one at the same time around all of Canada in the same pattern of a railroad line. You cannot tell me that's an accident. Same with the California fires and the Australia floods and fires. So you have to be knowledgeable and research and say, all right, what land do they want for these high-speed rails and their Agenda 21? Where are the no-go population zones? And then by all means, don't move there. Find somewhere else where it's not on their map, but they don't want you. And you, the thing, the beauty of this is It's teaching us we need to become self-sufficient. Oh, the cyber polygon, the power is going to go out. There's a Russian attack. Well, I'm sorry. Like the World Economic Forum last cyber polygon exercise they ran, the guy who ran it was the head of the Russian bank. So, and it was a Russian cyber attack scenario. You're like, why is the head of the Russian bank running a Russian cyber attack scenario? Well, 120 years ago in 1880, if the power went out and there was no food and all of a sudden the grocery stores are closed, they wouldn't care because every person in 1880 was already growing their own food using candles. They didn't have electricity. They already knew how to pickle food, farm, trade with neighbors. They would be like, yeah, well, that's Tuesday and now it's Wednesday. If it happened now, you can imagine the pandemonium. And as I said, because the government has been working for 100-year blocks to get us dependent on them and get us dependent on this system, well, it's very easy to starve us and shut us off and control us. You just turn off the system we depend on because most of us are useless. Now, Dr. Graham McDowell, back in AV8 in 2018, he said by the year 2025 and then 2030 latest, the transhuman agenda, they want to get rid of, they want to automate with AI and machines 60% of the jobs in the Western world and 80% of the jobs in the developing world. Well, now they got a problem because they have all these, what they call useless eaters. They say, well, if you don't work, which I think is good, but humans aren't supposed to be working slave jobs for a living. We're supposed to be creative beings. So in a way, that's good. But what are they going to do with everyone now that the computers and the machines are going to replace 60 to 80% of your jobs? Well, they want to kill a lot of you, which is what just happened the last 3 years and will happen the next 5 years. Or they want to put you on a universal basic income and say, oh, yeah, you're right. You don't have to work. You just sit in your house with virtual reality glasses on, do whatever you want to do, and we'll give you the bare minimum to survive. That's what this is all about. So I tell my children, they want to get rid of the useless eaters. It's their own words in all their literature. I tell them, be sure you're a useful eater. Make sure you do a skill that humanity wants that a robot can't replace or someone higher up the chain can't be replaced by a robot and make your job obsolete. Make you know what they want to do. If you're a useless eater, they want to get rid of you. So if a machine can do your job, you need a skill that a machine can't do. Right? So this is solution based. Mm-hmm. This is saying what the only solution is, get your head out of your butthole. Look at what's going on. Quit denying it. Get out of your, you know, plausible deniability and your, oh, I see no evil, hear no evil. Evil's trying to get you. And if you know what the game is, you know what to do positively, action-wise, to make sure you're not in the game. Simple.
There's also a silver lining. When they tell you what their plan is, I mean, how brilliant is that? Because they're literally telling you what their plan is, so you can work around that.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of people who say, well, that's part of the black magic. They have to tell you so it relieves their karma, and that's one theory. I think another theory is when you look at transhumanist literature, eugenics, it used to be called, what's going on now is just eugenics rebranded. They did say they were trying to get rid of dumb people and the people who are useless, you know, like that is their ideology. So yeah, I think it's possible. I'm not saying this is how it goes. The reason they tell you is they're like giving you an IQ test and a free, you know, they're like passing you the answers to the test ahead of time to see who's paying attention. So I think the reason they're telling you is because they don't want to kill the dum-dums either, or the smart people. You know what I mean? So they're giving you clues in movies, newspapers, telling you what they're going to do. I think it is that to say like, okay, we don't want to kill like our most brightest minds because we're going into a technocracy where you need brilliant people with brilliant minds who are creative. So unlike communism, where they kill all the creative people because that's who ruins their system, they want creative people going forward. So I think they tell you what they're going to do because it's just like, well, we told you. So if you're that dumb, that's eugenics, right? That's a eugenics test. Like if you are too stupid to see that Bill Gates is doing TED Talks saying we need to get rid of 20% of the population. And if we do a really good job with vaccines and reproductive health care, sterilization, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. And then that same guy who wants to kill 15% of 8 billion people, which is 1.2 billion people, wants to inject the whole world with a vaccine to save them from a virus so he can kill them later. That's an IQ test. If you took an injection from a guy who said he wants you dead anyway, so he can kill you later, that's the clue. They're like, who's paying attention to this and who's not, you know, clearly.
Wasn't it Malthus in the 1800s or 1700s who said that that we must, you know, people must get married later and must also not have sex, because he was a bit of a fan of eugenics as well.
Yeah, and it also even goes back to the 1700s too. You know, the eugenics thing actually goes back to the 1700s as well. But yeah, that's the point. Is the thing is, these technocrats want total control. That's what the control grid and the 15-minute cities, your toaster's going to be hooked. That's what 5G is about. It's not that 5G towers are going to kill everybody, and they can. They can shoot waves into you and hurt you, but it needs millimeter waves because they're fast. They need to have 10 trillion times more data than we currently have on 3 and 4G. Your toaster is going to be like, and your fridge will be locked, you know, and you'll be like trying to get in and be like, Germ, you have reached your credit score. You cannot have cheese. We will not send cheese to your house. And you'll be in the shower, taking a hot shower. And after 1 minute, it'll be cold. And they'll be like, you have reached your hot water carbon credit. You know, they want everything counted, quantified. Now, the joke is you can't quantify nature because it's actually wave in reality. It's like trying to count the ocean. Count the ocean. You're like, where would I even start? It's constantly moving and changing, but they're trying to do it. So this is where they lose in the end, because they are coming from an unnatural way of running things. And you, as Love and Rockets said, you remember the band Love and Rockets, No New Tale to Tell in the 90s? Maybe I'm showing my age. Check out the band Love and Rockets, No New Tale to Tell. The opening verse of the song goes, you cannot go against nature. Because when you do go against nature, it's a part of nature too. That's the opening verse. These guys are trying to thwart nature, and they won't win because thwarting nature is coming from nature. Nature made eugenesis, and nature's going to take eugenesis out because they're unnatural. But they might be serving a larger purpose that we don't see right now. Maybe this is a good thing.
Okay, Steve, as you can probably tell, time is against us. So very, very quickly, in less than a minute, give me a nugget of wisdom and then tell me how I can follow you.
A nugget of wisdom. Get off your ass, figure out what's going on, and take action. Get out of the cities if you can. Start making your own food if you can, or finding out how to trade food. If you're in the cities, get a farming collective with people. Get a piece of land where you farm together. Try to get energy independent, get yourself gold and silver. If you're going to get yourself crypto, make sure you have someone who's going to be able to get online digitally. Start taking action and stop sitting around on Facebook worrying about what happened in the newspaper today, because it's all fake by design to control you. You can find me on Spacebusters, on BitChute, Odyssey, YouTube. I'm the author of a children's book, The Dukes of Dents. I'm also on Vigilante.tv, Jeff Berwick's channel. And yeah, that's, how's that? Did I make a minute?
That was outstanding, Steve. You get a gold star from me.
Brilliant.
All right, Steve. It's always a pleasure chatting to you. Steve Falconer, thank you for joining me in the trenches.
Thanks, Jerm. You too, man. We'll do it again.
We absolutely will. And I'm so glad, Steve, that we were able to, for the most part, stay on topic, because you and I have a history of not staying on topic.
No, like you said, I don't think we ever made it to what we ever wanted to talk about. This might be a record here. Especially with commercial break. It took us 2 hours last time to even talk about one third of this.
All right, Steve. It's a pleasure. I'll chat to you again soon. And thank you, Alex, for keeping an eye on things. I've got a storm outside the house, so my connection has been somewhat suspicious, but hey, we got through it. It was great. Steve Hook is up next. Send me an email, jermwarfare@tntradio.live. As always, let me know where you are in the world. Send me feedback, guest ideas, talking point ideas. I don't really mind. Just send me an email so that I know I'm not speaking into the void. And I think that is my housekeeping done. So I will catch you tomorrow. Got a great show tomorrow. My name is Germ. This is Germ Warfare, the Battle of Ideas.